According to the magic book suppliers I've spoken to, two recent books are definitive in the area of cold reading. King of the Cold Readers by Bascom Jones and Red Hot Cold Reading by Thomas Saville, Ph.D. and Herb Dewey. Authors Jones and Dewey are respectfully touted as prominent West Coast and East Coast psychics. Not being your typical psychic groupie, it should come as no surprise that I've never heard of either one. Thomas Saville is an associate professor of psychology at Metropolitan State College in Denver, Colorado. And for those unfamiliar with the term cold reading, according to Red Hot Cold Reading, or RHCR, is a description of the personality, characteristics, features, past experiences, and sometimes the future of a person without the use of standard psychological or other formal diagnostic procedures. The authors wrote their books as guides to the practice of cold reading by providing the typical reading, the sizing up of clients, and the basic do's and don'ts of effective cold reading. Both books present typical formula readings. Saville and Dewey aptly call their formula reading the Barnum Effect, which goes, you have a strong need for other people to like you and for them to admire you. You have a tendency to be critical of yourself. You have a great deal of unused energy which you have not turned to your advantage. While you have some personality weaknesses, you are generally able to compensate for them. This type of reading is just for starters. To personalize it further, other factors come into play. More on that later. The interesting thing about these books is that they are written with the sincere interest in developing the psychic as the poor man psychologist. While a psychologist openly shares psychological principles to promote treatment, psychics use psychology as a personal tool to manipulate the client, known as the sitter, presumably for the sitter's own good. In the majority of cases, sitters go to psychics to address a personal problem, whether it's travel, health, expectations, sex, career, ambitions, or money. The scam, as Jones calls it. The successful psychic is one that lets the sitter depart feeling hopeful, self-confident, and to simply get a better sense of direction in his or her life. The psychic's goal, as described here, is not to send the sitter away feeling depressed or fearful. Each author sincerely feels that the psychic must act responsibly to play the role of caregiver, albeit a hired caregiver. Nothing in either book addresses the devious practices typically associated with the charlatans in the field. Take my word for it. Here is plenty of information here to get anyone with a vivid imagination interested in stretching their ethical boundaries. The success of cold reading lies in the sitter embellishing selected statements from the reading with details that make the generalizations appear more accurate than they are. To further their success, psychics must equip themselves with a fundamental knowledge regarding human nature that most of us do not normally appreciate. They realize that we arrogantly think of ourselves as unique and more different than similar, when in fact it is just the opposite. Whether we like to admit it, we all generally possess similar fears, desires, drives, and it is this truth that psychics exploit.